We're going to preach this morning on I'll keep my rocks quiet. I'll keep my rocks quiet. I want us to turn in our Bibles, if you will, to the book of Luke, chapter number 19. The book of Luke, chapter number 19, verse 35 through verse 40 will be our text. Book of Luke, chapter number 19, verse 35 to verse 40. Praise the Lord. Thank you for standing in honor of the Word. And they brought him to Jesus, talking about that colt and donkey. They cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way, and when Jesus was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Notice this. Some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Jesus, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. The stones would immediately cry out. Amen. I want to preach for just a little while this morning. I'll keep my rocks quiet. I'll keep my rocks quiet. Amen. You can be seated this morning. Thank you for standing in honor of the Word. I believe in worship. Amen. We've seen it this morning. We've witnessed already some that are as young as the age of 4 and maybe younger, with their hands lifted up to heaven, worshiping the Lord. And we've seen others that are on the other end of the spectrum. I won't call out ages on that end. But we've seen some with great experience, their hands lifted and their hearts directed towards heaven. I believe in worship. Amen. Worship is an amazing thing. It's a vertical thing. It's something that comes from our heart and looks towards the heavens, recognizing there is something, nay, I say someone, that is greater, higher, and more worthy than I. And He deserves the praise, the honor, and the glory that I can give Him. So much more that He deserves than what I'm able to produce. I believe in worship this morning. Worship is personal. Amen. Worship is a personal thing. As we were singing this morning, it was a personal testimony, Brother Brad, that we were singing about. Talking about how He brought us up. Amen. Out of that horrible pit. Talking about how we were lost. Talking about how we were broken. Amen. Some of you couldn't wait to get your hands in the air because it was a personal worship. Remembering where we were, Sister Billy. But oh, the praise that we can give Him because of where He's taken us. Hallelujah. It's a personal praise that comes from the heart of a believer, knowing that we have been changed by the Almighty God. Throughout the scriptures, Jesus performed great miracles. The Bible said in John that if we supposed to have recorded all the things that He had done, there would not be enough books on earth to contain it all. But thank God He did let us in on a few of the things that He did. Amen. Jesus was a personal Savior. He ministered in a personal manner. He healed persons. Amen. He delivered persons. He set at liberty persons. Amen. He moved upon persons. I'm thankful that we've got a personal Savior. That's why worship is so personal to us, because Jesus is concerned with individuals. He is moved by souls. He is concerned with your case this morning. Throughout the scripture, the Bible said that individuals were privy to miracles and signs and wonders. When Jesus did those things, there was always a response that came afterwards. For those that believed on Him, it was a song of praise. Amen. It was a testimony. Amen. It was a worship. For those that did not believe, it was scorn and condemnation. It was disbelief and accusation. Amen. But when Jesus performed a miracle for the person that it was done to, it was worship. Notice what happened when the man was healed that was blind. He began to praise God because he could now see. Notice what happened when the lame man was healed. He took up his bed and walked and began to worship in the way. Notice what happened to the man laying by the pool of Siloam. Amen. He laid there a long time, but when Jesus healed him, he went into the temple worshiping. I'm talking about a personal worship when Jesus ministered. In the life of an individual, praise ought to be rising up in response. That was what the individual did. But what about those that were spectators of that miracle? They worshiped because of the awe and the wonder. You see, I'm thankful that even this morning, God has moved miraculously, even in this house, in ways for individuals that we might not all be able to relate to. But we can all have an awe and a wonder at the power and demonstration of Jesus Christ. We've had reports of healing in this house. We've heard reports of deliverance in this house. And for those individuals, maybe that's why you were standing this morning. Maybe that's why you were singing, because you're remembering what it was like, Brother Heath, before it happened. Oh, but what had happened afterwards, it caused you to worship. But for the rest of us this morning that maybe don't understand, Brother Tyler, just how it happened, we still know that something did happen. We see him standing. We see their hands lifted. We know the change in their life. And so we can look around and we get to worship too because of the awe and the wonder. It's a personal worship. I can't worship God for the victories in your life like you can. But I can be in awe and I can be in wonder. Oh God, You did it again. Hallelujah. Lord, I can't praise, amen, for Brother Cecil. Amen. Like Brother Cecil can praise for being delivered. Oh, but when I see Brother Cecil worshiping, when I see his hands lifted, when I see him responding to the Holy Spirit, I can throw up my own hands and say, oh God, you're still the deliverer. Amen. I can't worship in the same manner that you can. Oh, but thank God, I can worship for myself how he's ministered in my life. And so when the song is sung, and when the preacher preaches, amen, and when the testimony is given, I can be a personal worshiper. Amen. It's the reason why Amazing Grace can still move men and women to tears, and worship still resonates amongst the body of believers well over 100 years after it's been written. It's a personal thing. Amen. We were lost and undone. We were destined to hell. We were addicted. We were broken. We were depressed. We were abused and neglected and afraid. We were blind. We were beggars. Oh, but then Jesus came and he listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free. It's a personal response to what Jesus Christ has done. Amen. It's personal. Real worship is also pure. Amen. I want our children to help me right now in this part of the service. Amen. Y'all want to come up on the platform? Y'all want to stay out in the congregation? What do you want to do? What do you want to do, Owen? You get to decide. Oh, come on up, buddy. I like gumption. Come on up. All of our kids, come on up. Fill up in this sink that we're going to have. This is going to be our church this morning. Y'all fill up. Where's Owen? Owen, you come help me, buddy. You chose correctly, so you're going to help me. Thanks for helping me this morning. Worship is pure. Amen. There's nothing more pure than when children worship. There's nothing more wholesome than when children are responding to the presence of the Lord. The Bible says in Matthew 19 and verse 13, "Then were there brought unto him little children that he should put his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and then departed hence. Do you know Jesus cares about every one of you young people this morning? He loves you. He wanted you to know that this morning. And when we come to church and when we come around children's church or Connect Kids, we know that Jesus is reaching out to us because he wants you to know what it's like to be saved and to love him. And let me see your hand right now. How many of you love Jesus? Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. Brother Owen, come out here for a second. This might embarrass you. I don't know. If it does, you can just tell me no. What's it look like when people worship? Okay, they put their hands up. That's good. Can you guys follow him? Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Brother Owen, say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you for obeying. Do it again. Ready? Do it again.
Praise the Lord.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now say it like a Pentecostal. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There we go. All right, so we're getting somewhere. Now, Brother Owen, is there anybody in this church that shouts? Who shouts?
A lot of people.
They do. Do you want to shout like some of them? You don't want to? Yes. Will you help me? Will you try it? Go ahead. Go ahead. Shout like them. What does Brother Brian look like when he shouts? What do I look like? Okay, dude, look at them. Say that. I asked him, what does Brother Brian look like when he shouts? Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. Okay. Amen. You notice something, though. They are watching. Amen. They are watching. You know, when I was Brother Owen's age, and I've grown up in this church, and most of y'all know that, I still remember services with Brother Bert Allen giving a message in tongues and interpretation over here. Brother Wallace Bates Sr. walking across the front of the congregation. I remember Sister Vickers shouting in her pew. I remember Sister Brock under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I remember services where men and women responded and it made an impression on my life. And I, Brother Owen, when I was your age, I asked my mom and dad if I could run around the church because I wanted to follow the older guys. You know, I thought that was so cool. They're running around the sanctuary and they're getting blessed. I didn't know what it was, but I wanted to join in. Is that okay? That's all right. Worship from a child is pure, right? The Bible also said, come with me, preacher. Come with me, boys. You sit right there, okay? My son's a part of that. Amen. You know, the Bible says that Jesus went into the temple and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers. And then moving down, the Bible says, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, notice this, and the children crying in the temple. I want you guys to repeat after me, guys. You ready? Say, Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Oh, that was good. Say it again. Say, Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Can we stop for a minute and just ask ourselves what might happen if we were as obedient to what the Lord was wanting to do in the service as these children are right now? I like getting an amen from behind me, too. Hey. They said what? Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Say Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna.
And notice this, the chief priests and scribes were sore displeased. They didn't like it when the kids started making noise. They didn't like the conviction of children out worshiping them in the temple. They didn't like it when the young people were getting a hold of God. They didn't, come here son. They didn't like it whenever the children were praising Jesus. They didn't like it. Amen. They said unto him, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, yea, have ye never read out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Oh, help me, Lord. Amen. The Bible said that in Matthew, he told him that such is the kingdom of heaven, made after the heart and manner of children. And then he also said that it's perfect praise. My friend, I've come to tell you this morning that if we're going to keep our rocks quiet, we're going to have to humble ourselves in the same manner as a child. Amen. When I was a kid, I didn't have any worries. I didn't have any issues. I just was worried about who's going to feed me and when are we going to play, right? Oh, yes. Come here, son. Stay right here. Amen. When I went to Camp Dove, amen, all I had to worry about was going to play on the playground, and then it felt like I could just go right into the presence of God when service started. You remember that? You remember what that felt like when you were so tender and sensitive to the Holy Spirit? Amen. That praise just was natural. It was normal. It was an automatic response. Amen. But what happens when the cares of life, amen, start to weigh on you? What happens when responsibilities grow? What happens, amen, when life becomes reality and you come into the house of God on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night? Amen. You don't have the liberty anymore to worship. It's been a long time since you felt, amen, that awe and wonder like a child. Amen. But can I tell you, friend, that if you will come to the house of God with your heart, amen, just like a child, you'll know what pure worship is again. Praise the Lord. Brother Owen, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, come on, say amen. Amen. Let me ask you, church, this is not necessarily to condemn, but it's just a question of searching. When's the last time that Brother Hurst said, can somebody say amen? We responded with the same enthusiasm. You see, children, oh, thank you, son. You see, children don't necessarily care what other people think about them. Children don't necessarily get too concerned with their volume. They don't necessarily care, amen, what people think about them. They're just in the moment, amen, and in the vein of being excited and being enthusiastic. And I know, friend, I know there's some Sunday mornings when it's hard to keep our eyes open. Amen. It's been a long week. Amen. And it's even an earlier alarm clock. And so I understand what it's like. Amen. But can I tell you, friend, if we want pure worship, amen, then we must return to that same expectation. Amen, that same enthusiasm, that same willingness to obey. Amen, that same moment where we glorify the Lord without, amen, prejudice. Amen, without, amen, pretense. Amen, we know that God is still God. Lord, I pray you'd fill me with a fresh sense of awe and wonder, a fresh sense of joy, a fresh obedience to the Spirit, a fresh sensitivity to the Holy Ghost. I pray that God would make my worship pure. Amen. Brother Owen, you can be seated. Go ahead. Thank you, buddy. No, back up here. You got to join the rest of the church. Amen. You come here, buddy. Praise the Lord. Sister Rebecca. Amen. You guys raise your hands. Y'all want to sing a song? Okay. 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 What song do you guys sing right now in church? What song do you guys sing in church? Building up the temple. Let's do it. I love it. Building up the temple. Building up the temple. Building up the temple of the Lord. Oh, yes. Let's do it again. All right, stand up. You guys can't sing that quietly sitting down. Let's stand. Building up the temple.
Building up the temple. Building up the temple of the Lord.
God is going to help
us.
Building up the temple of the Lord.
Okay. Have a seat. Have a seat. Isn't that good singing? Anybody going to sing like that tonight when service starts? Pure energy. Oh, but we've sang it 1,000 times. I guarantee you they've sang that song enough to know it. And yet they're still excited about it. Yeah, but we've sang that last service. That's okay. Maybe the Holy Spirit needs somebody to hear it again. Amen. Yeah, but it's the same scripture we preached on last week. Oh, but maybe it's the same Spirit of God that knows who's here this week. My friend, I've just come to remind you that pure worship is a heart that is not haughty. The Bible said that He will dwell amongst the praises of His people. Amen. He delights in a humble spirit, a contrite heart. He will in no wise cast out, but a prideful, amen, a haughty spirit, He will reject. Can I tell you, friend, amen, the best thing we could do is come back to a heart of pure worship that says, Lord, it is all about You. I know who I am. I know who I was. But thank God I know now where I'm going. All because of Jesus, young people. Because Jesus saved me, I've got a right to go to heaven. Hallelujah. And so we gotta get to a heart of pure worship. I'm closing with this. Worship is powerful. Worship is powerful. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 150, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. I'm so thankful. Amen. When we come into the house of the Lord and praise is readily on our lips. But friend, can I tell you, your worship in this house will be a whole lot sweeter if you're practicing that worship outside of this house. Amen. I've come to experience, amen, that when I'm walking with Him in the week, my heart is already ready to receive, amen, from His Spirit in here. Friend, come with a heart ready to worship. Worship is powerful. Amen. The Bible said, and talking about how His death should be, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto Me. Amen. Signifying what death He should experience on Calvary. But friend, that principle applies still to this day with our worship. If He is lifted up, He will draw all men unto Him. Amen. Have you ever been there? Sister Rebecca was talking about it today when you needed to be encouraged, when your heart was a little bit discouraged and weary, and all of a sudden Sister so-and-so had already been in the presence of God in the prayer room and so decided she's going to obey the Lord, and it spilled over to right where you were sitting. Amen. Worship is powerful. You ever been there when you were needing a brother to come from behind and just lay his hand on you, and right in the middle of His praise, God began to minister in your life. Worship is powerful. I've been there at youth camp. Amen. When the congregation started to worship. Amen. Young people over here and over here and over here lifting their hearts with their hands, magnifying God, and conviction fall. Why? Because when Jesus is exalted, it draws men and women and boys and girls to the cross. Worship is powerful. Worship is powerful. The psalmist said, He hath put a new song of praise in my heart. Many shall hear it and be converted. Worship, amen, has power in it. When you glorify Jesus, young people, when you worship Jesus, listen to me right here, all eyes on me. When you worship Jesus in your home, when you sing songs like Building Up the Temple, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. When you worship Jesus, can I tell you that your friends and family that don't know Jesus, they get drawn to Him. Worship's powerful. You see, if we get to, if we get in the place where worship is only happening in this church and not in our daily life, we are worshiping, amen, a method. We're not worshiping a Savior. But amen. We're worshiping an experience, but we're not worshiping, amen, the one who gives the experience. Does that make sense? But when we have a lifestyle of worship, amen, you can be standing in the factory, amen, right on the line and begin to sing, oh yes. Oh yes, amen. I've seen it happen before. Amen. Somebody bust out singing a song and all of a sudden, amen, Mr. So-and-so that's been a grouch and gotten on your nerves 50 times already that week. Amen. Conviction starts hitting his heart and he wants to know what's the difference. Amen. Why are you singing? Amen. Everything's going wrong, but there's still worship in your heart. I don't understand this lifestyle. Amen. Worship is powerful because God uses it to glorify his son. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. As Jesus rode into Jerusalem. Amen. Music, would you come? Jesus rode into Jerusalem. And his disciples, amen, prepared the way with worship. And the Pharisees didn't like it. And they told him, you need to command. Amen. Command your disciples to be quiet. We don't like it. Command the disciples to be quiet. And Jesus made a statement that is so powerful. He said, if these were to be quiet, the very stones, the very rocks around, listen to this guys, this is crazy. The very rocks around here would begin to cry out. Think about that. If they hold their tongue, knowing what they know, even things that are dead, that have no life, but were created by the life giver, will become filled with life just to worship the Creator. Amen. Have you ever been there in the, amen, you've had a long night in the midst of a battle and nighttime seems to be those moments when we really wrestle things out in our life. And you ever been there and it felt like morning was never going to come, but all of a sudden the dawn broke over the horizon and the robins were already singing and the trees were already blooming and the breeze was blowing and all of a sudden you were reminded by nature itself, there is a Creator and He is worthy of worship. Amen. I've come to realize that even in the midst of moments when I don't feel like I can worship, there will be worship given to our Savior. Right now, even in the middle of this service, there is worship happening in heaven. They are praising God. The angels are glorifying God. Amen. They are magnifying God. Creation right now is lifting its voice up to heaven, magnifying its Creator, glorifying all what we ought to do. Amen. When the children of God who have known the works of God, who have seen the move of God, who have experience God. Oh, the responsibility that we have to worship. I will not let my rock worship for me. What about you? What about you? With all that He's done for you. Amen. Is that stone that could be next to you, is it starting to whisper? Has it been a little while since your worship's been raw? Has it been a little while since your worship's been real? I say quiet that rock up. Go ahead and quiet that rock up. Amen. I don't want something that's dead, heaven to come alive for me. I want new life in my worship. I want to ask you right now, if you need a fresh experience in the Lord, it might have been a little while since you worshiped freely, a little while since you had liberty. I want to invite you right now. Amen. Come to the altar. Lift your heart with your hands and worship the Lord all across the house. Can we come find a place to pray? Can we magnify Him? Amen. And ask God to help us with our worship.